Who in their 1966 version of Batman. That comes off of a Quick One LP. Actually also released as a single back in 66. I don't know if it was the A or B side. We started things off with some Vic Damone from 1956, I think. On the Street Where You Live. I got off my Mad Men Volume 1 compilation. That was one show I loved. Loved. Kind of like period pieces like that. Another show I love, which is actually, present time, is Killing Eve. I just love the English deep music that's featured in that show. Anyways, let's get back to what we're playing. We played some blackjacks. That's why I always wear a dress? No, that's always... that's why I always dress in black. Let's see, we've had black tongue, painted black, and I dress in black. It's from their American Independent Complete Recordings, 84 to 89. A friend of mine, sadly, who passed away, Rayfield, maybe. I can't remember his last name. All I remember was it was always Rayfield and Billy. Right? Yeah. Probably. I'm losing my mind. Just going back to my days back in Jamaica Plain. Way back there. You remember those days, don't you, Brian? Helblaine and the Young Cougars. Dance with the Surfing Band. From 1963. Kill a Pussy. Hey, you can say that. Kill a Pussy, that's the name of the band. You know? Just like the Cocktail Slippers. I mean, they could be talking about killing cats, you know, killer cats. Instead, they just went kill a pussy. Teenage Enema Nurses in Bondage. Originally released as a single. Motorcycle. Originally released it as a single in 1982. I believe it came out on a LP finally in 1994 called Bikini Wax. And I believe I'm losing my music in the background here. So you know what that means? That means, hey, Chris, stop talking and get back to some music, which I shall. We got some new music from Rumbar Records, again. I'm not going to tell you who it is until after the song is over, okay? All right, because I can't tell you who it is and what the song is, because the FCC says I can't do that, and Chris, just shut up and play the music, okay?
Don't know what he does to me. Mercy. Girl that I adore, I asked him for his daughter's hand. He said, "No, sir, mister, you're a wild man." I'm a wild. But he said, listen, Richard, it's just the same. Come on, people, don't you really understand? I'm a mean old nasty, filthy, dirty, rotten wild man, yeah.
May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of the year to try this beautiful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's most important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe, like don't be in the middle of the road. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. Yeah, okay. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers because they are everywhere. Yes, we are everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO and Mifid Tufts Community Radio.
Yeah. cabe en trago a tus. Ese mulato que mide 7 pies y pesa 169 libras.
What did he say?
Cuando ese mulato llega al solar, todo el mundo dice, a correr, que ahí llegó Guatusi, el hombre más guapo de La Habana. Guatusi.
Guatusi. Guatusi. Guatusi. Hey, Guatusi. Hey, we just finished up with some X with The World's a Mess. It's In My Kiss from Los Angeles. I think that was 80, 81. Hey, this is supposed to be an instrumental track. At least that's what the CD says. Soul instrumentals. That's not instrumental back there. All right, we started things off with some Hambone Skinny with Born and Raised on Sin from Hambone Skinny, 2018 Rumba Records. Lori and Larry Collins with Mercy. From 1950-something. Didn't give me the year. I'll have to look that up. Liars, Don't Give It Up Now, On Fire, 1984, I believe. Didn't give me a... These computers, Tamron's, I'm a wild man. It's off of a compilation from Real Real Rock and Roll, No Soap Radio, Volume 10. Originally released on the Pyramid label in 1967. And as I said, we finished up with some X. Oh, I did my public service announcement. I don't have to do another one. There we go. Yeah, okay. Hey, we're running out of time here. Yeah, shoot. Anyways, if you'd like to hear something and I can find it, I'll try and put it on the air. Kimberly's tuning in. She told me she is, so if she'd like to make a request, she can via Facebook. If you want to call in, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. That's if I see if the phone ringing, because I'm kind of looking for stuff. Let me get back to the music. Remember those days when you just watched cartoons when you were a little kid and everything was hunky-dory and you didn't have to worry about anything? Cartoons and, like, Saturday morning TV. I do. Some days, don't we wish we were back there? What is this, Chico and the Man?
HR Puff and Stuff, who's your friend when things get rough? HR Puff and Stuff, can't do a little cause you can't do enough.
Once upon a summertime, just a dream from yesterday, a boy in this magic golden flute heard a boat from off the bay.
Come and play with me, Jimmy, come and play with me, and I will take you on a trip far across the sea.
Belonged to a cookie or witch who had in mind the flute to snitch.
From her vroom vroom in the skies, she watched her plans materialize. She waved her wand, the beautiful boat was gone. The skies grew dark, the sea grew rough, and the boat sailed on and on and on and on and on and on.
But Puff and Stuff was watching too and knew exactly what to do. He saw the witch's boat attack, and as the boy was fighting back,
he called his rescue racer crew, as often they'd rehearsed, and off to save the boy they flew.
But who would get there first?
But now the boy had washed ashore, Puff arrived to save the day, which made the witch so mad and sore, she shook her fist and screamed away. HR Puff and Stuff, who's your friend when things get rough? HR Puff and Stuff, can't do a little cause you can't do enough. HR Puff and Stuff, he's your friend when things get rough. HR Puff and Stuff, can't do a little cause you can't do enough.
Tell me they weren't dropping loads of acid.
Patience. rock, Billy Boogie. I rock a Billy Boogie tonight. Well, I know a little spot on the edge of town where you can really pick 'em up and set 'em down. It's a little place called a Hathaway. You do the rock a Billy to the break of day. Well, it's a rock, a rock, a rock a Billy Boogie. I rock a Billy boogie tonight. Hey! Well, they kick off the shoes, getting ready to pop. They're gonna rock a Billy, I'm wearing their socks. You really ain't. I rock a Billy boogie tonight. Susie, he'll tear up the house, but it's a rock, a rock, a rock a Billy Boogie. A rock, a rock, a rock a Billy Boogie. A rock, a rock, a rock a Billy Boogie tonight.
Bad radio. Woo, 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 woo. Okay, hold on. Stand by. Let's try this one.
I have to push, I have to push. Batman. I took away my hope. I just say,
time is getting tight here. Time is getting tight. I got just about 20 more minutes here, and then I got to move on. So let's tell you what we played there. We just finished up with some Galaxies with Along Comes the Man of the Northwest Battle of the Bands compilation. 1960-something. I'll have to look that up again. We started things off with Mission of Burma. That's When I Reach for My Revolver from 1981. Signals, Calls, and Marches was the LP. My nephew, not the one that got married, but the other nephew, was telling me how much he's into 80s music all of a sudden. Considering he was born in the 80s, he's just discovering it now and telling me all of this music that I says, yeah, I remember when it first came out. Johnny Burnett, I don't remember when this first came out. Rockabilly Boogie, because it came out in 1957 off the Coral 45 label. Jack Cades, You've Seen It All from Music for Children's 2018 Dirty Water Records. And then I wasn't paying attention, and then we had some bad air because it was like, you know, dead air. That's what dead air sounds like, so that makes for bad radio. But what's a show without doing something wrong? And as I said, we finished up with some Galaxies with Along Comes the Man. Galaxies from Tacoma, Washington. Way up there. Way up and out there. I was in the state of Washington many years ago, back in the 80s, just outside of Seattle. Puget Sound Naval Shipyard. Going through the Straits of Juan de Fuca to get to the Pacific Ocean. It was a long time ago. In the 80s, yes. Oh, you know what? Did I remember that? Yeah, Killing Joke, the 80s, in dub. But maybe I just didn't say... yeah, I didn't say that I played it. But we did play Killing Joke, the 80s, in dub. Was the record. It says 2014 here, but I know it was released in the 80s. Hey, be sure to go check out the Strike the Box Radio Show page and group later on this afternoon. I will clean up the playlist and post a link to the archive so you can check out the show again. Oh, tell your friends. That thing that was at the Hawthorne Hotel, it was called, I finally found it, Endless Nights Vampire Salon at Hawthorne Hotel. It was interesting, let's just put it that way. Very interesting. I know I got stuff here to play somewhere around here, somewhere. You get that? I think I got some Beatles coming up. All right, enough of me. Get back to the music, Chris. 10-4. For the Beatles, here's some Burning Sensation.
Some people try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Not like you. The girls have turned the color of an avocado when he drive down the street in his Eldorado. Why, he was only 5'3". Girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. New York.
Some people try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. This did not happen to Pablo Picasso. Why? He could walk down the street. Girls could not resist his stare. Subsequently, Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole.
Really something.
You know what that music means, sadly. Yes, that means that I've got to get out of here. My time is up. Collect my CDs and LPs and 45s and computers and everything else and boogie on out of here. Boogie down Broadway, but don't get too close to the Ball Square Bridge because you'll be taking a detour off Broadway. Fantastic Johnny C with Boogaloo Down Broadway from 1967. We started things off with some Burning Sensations with Pablo Picasso. That's off the Repo Man soundtrack. You remember that movie, don't you? 1984? Took me a long time to realize that Iggy Pop's Repo Man has to be faded down every now and then. Beatles with Ticket to Ride off the Help LP 1965. 4019's, hey Nick, get myself a selfie from rebooted 2016 Rock Ranch Records. As I said, we finished up with some fantastic Johnny C with Boogaloo Down Broadway. All right, here's the deal, people. I will probably be away for a couple weeks from the radio. I've got some stuff and some work and some stuff and some work. So hopefully we will be back the last week in May. We will see, hopefully. I will be here through the summer. So for some reason, the staff here has decided to keep me on another semester. And in June, we'll be celebrating our 20th year, 19th year, maybe the 19th year. I'd have to, 19th year at MFO here. Yeah, June 2001 is when I started. Yikes. Maybe it's 18. I don't know. Do the math. Somebody, please. All right, that's it for me, folks. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Enjoy the next couple of weeks. Keep a look on the Strike the Box radio show page and group. I will be letting you know when I will be back, okay? I was going to play some Devo, but you know what? I just feel like being a little silly and woolly-bullying out of here. There's a hint for you. All right, everybody, take care and check out the Strike the Box show page and group, and I will be posting the playlist later today. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care. WMFO in Medford.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. About a thing she saw.
adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir.